and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Are you a hugger?
Sure. I'll put the hug on you.
Yeah?
I'll take a hug in.
I feel like your hugs are fake.
What?
I don't know.
Why are mine fake?
I don't know. Seems forced, you know?
It depends on how you do the lean out or whatever. Star 99.9, today's best mix. I mean, you can do the butt pointed out. You can do the overly close hug. I mean,
you do the bro hug where you just hit each other in the chest.
Right, like that.
You
there's
know?
The colleague hug. There's the, hey, I don't know you, but you know the person that I'm walking up to say hello to, that kind of thing. So that's a half hug.
Yeah, so last night, Jerry Seinfeld was on a red carpet and he was giving an interview, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Kesha came up to him and this went down.
Because people are tired most of the time.
Kesha, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Oh. If you're counting, that's three times Kesha asked Jerry Seinfeld for a hug, and
he didn't stop.
No,
she was really, truly relentless. I mean,
she was confused. Yeah,
yeah. And she thought he'd be nicer.
And listen to this nervous, awkward laughter from the person interviewing him.
Just like, hey. Yeah. Did he know who she was?
Well, this is what happened next.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, it was Kesha.
Okay. Well, I wish her the best.
Yeah, right. I wish her the
best. He still doesn't know who Kesha is.
He still doesn't know. He's like, what? Who? What?
Maybe my daughter would know.
Right.
I'm not sure who she is. But, yeah.
So everybody's talking about that this morning because it's like this big snub. Jerry Seinfeld wouldn't hug Kesha. I kind of see where he's coming from because I went through a period where I did not like hugs. Mm-hmm. The only people I hugged ever was my daughter and my husband. And even my husband would say it wasn't often.
Wow.
Only my daughter got hugs all the time.
That's a cold world, basically.
No, it's not that. It's that I don't know. I don't like that proximity and that closeness. But as I've gotten older and in the last 5 years,
sure.
Like, you know, you're running me into an event, I'm taking you in for a hug. Now, all the time. If somebody comes up to me and they're like, oh, I listen to you every day, the first thing I do is I hug them. You know,
now you've become the overreacher.
You're
the person who's all in somebody else's personal space.
Right.
Maybe they were just like, no, I just wanted to tell you the show was good.
Right.
You don't need to do that.
No,
you know what
I
love is that awkward dance when you're like, I'm going to go. Well, you both take a step to. Are we doing this? Are we not going to hug?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's easiest just to say it because you're like, I got to go on with my life after this, you know?
But you know what I've
always. It's going to be a busy day.
For a long time, and I still to this day would rather give you a kiss on the cheek than a hug because I feel like that's less awkward than a hug.
Okay.
You know, like I'd rather just leave it and give you like a kiss. Like if you're like, you know, somebody like I know well, I'd give you, like a side, that cheek kiss, like that, you know, you don't actually make contact.
Right. There's no lip to cheek action.
Right.
It's just like almost like a cheek to cheek rub.
Kind of slightly graze each other.
And then you just, purse your lips and do that. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You feel like that's sincere?
Yeah, because it means I love you. I think that's what that means.
Wow.
But
that's a big statement just for that.
Yeah,
so what would a hug imply then?
A hug just means that I'm thankful that you listen to the show and keep me employed.
Okay, right. But for Jerry Seinfeld, what does a hug mean?
I mean, who knows?
The end of days.
That's it.
Clearly.
Yep.